Yesterday's summit saw industry, government, unions and academia all meet to plan for the future of the oil industry. The private talks took place in Aberdeen with senior figures like Sir Ian Wood and Chief Executive of Oil and Gas UK Deirdre Meakey sitting at the table. So it doesn't appear that there is a concrete plan in place just yet, but those in attendance seem to be in agreement that the talks were a useful update with a number of views and ideas exchanged. I pressed Aberdeen City Council leader Jenny Ling on what those ideas were.
What I would say is that we will be working along the lines to make sure that there is workforce engagement, because that was very critical to the unions that were there. I think we recognise that if the industry is to survive, the workforce needs to be involved in it, and that will be key to us moving forward.
Now, this was welcomed by Chair of the Offshore Trade Unions Coordinating Group, Tommy Campbell. He was representing the interests of the North East workforce, which goes beyond those offshore.
We're in there batting the ball very hard, as far as we're concerned, to protect and maintain the jobs that are there, but also to create the arguments for investment in the future that will bring back the jobs that have been lost, not just for the offshore workers, but for all those onshore workers who are feeling this, the job losses as well as those people who are currently working who are seeing the pinch.
Scottish Business and Energy Minister Paul Wheelhouse told me he's confident that the region can make it through this challenging time.
There's obviously investment in infrastructure to try and help the economy diversify in the long term, try and maintain Aberdeen's acknowledged position as an energy capital in Europe and allow that to change over time to be a centre of excellence, knowledge-based sector centre of excellence for the supply chain internationally, globally, so that Aberdeen can be a base by which contracts can be delivered around the world.
So while there is still great uncertainty around the future of oil and gas in the North East, it does appear that there is finally some cooperation between those at the centre of the industry. Whatever is decided after this, we know that it's going to be a long road back to the top.